Well, hello, this is Kimberly Brock, and for over 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. So now I'm on a mission to help other new business owners, just like you, make money doing what you love too. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly. It's episode 213, and I am so glad that you are here today because I'm talking about you trying to keep up with all the Joneses out there, the business Joneses. I know that sounds so weird, but you've heard the phrase keeping up with the Joneses, right? It means like you always feel like you have to do what your neighbors are doing so that you don't feel less than, and you have to buy this or that or upgrade your house or your car or whatever. Well, the same thing happens with business owners. Have you ever thought about that? That you've been trying to keep up with the Joneses when it comes to your business, and it can be so energy wasting. It can be so draining. It can be so detrimental to you as you build your business. I want to talk about it today so that you'll stop doing this. Do not try to keep up with the Joneses. I'm going to give you other ways to cope when you find yourself doing this. If you are new here, welcome. I'm so glad that you found this podcast. Each week, I provide you valuable tips and strategies for building a business and making money doing what you love. So whether you're starting a product, a service, or a coaching or a consulting business, whether you're in the idea stage, whether you're starting or growing, you're in the right place. I'm just so happy that you're here. If you're new, you need to get plugged in, okay? You can click the link down below to get plugged in. I have all kinds of free resources for you, things that you need right now. First of all, you need to get in my Facebook group. It's called Women Starting Businesses, Doing What We Love. It's a great community of women who are all starting and building their businesses too. You finally have a place now where you can ask silly questions, get recommendations, get feedback, whatever you need. And I'm in there periodically, and I love the group. I love to read your weekly posts about your updates and all that. It's so much fun. So make sure you get in the group right now. When you click the link below, it'll take you to Facebook. You'll answer three quick questions, and then I will approve you very soon to get in the group. Also, I have free downloads for you if you're new, a business purpose guide, which is called an Ikigai guide. And I don't know if you've heard of Ikigai. It's a Japanese term that means reason for being. It's awesome. I use this tool before I started this business, and then I kind of created my own version of it, and I think you'll find it really helpful. So make sure you get that. I have a 16-step checklist for starting your business. I have a secret podcast for those of you that are about to open or been open. It's called Consistent Sales Made Simple, because after all, that's what you need when you open your business. You need consistent sales. So make sure you get the link down below. After you listen to this episode, you can get the free secret podcast, okay? So make sure you get those things. And if you've been listening a while, thank you so much to all my loyal listeners for all the messages, DMs, all the kind words that y'all share with me in appreciation for this podcast. It means the world to me. And would you do me a huge favor? If you've been listening to this podcast and you find value in it, you enjoy it, would you mind taking 5 seconds to give a 5-star rating and then even write a 30-second review really quick? But you can hit 5 stars, boom, you're done. That just helps me, because I can't help but think that it helps Apple and all them realize that this is a valuable podcast and to show it to more people. Although I'm super pleased with the success of this podcast, y'all. It's consistently in the top 1% globally ranked worldwide. How awesome is that? And I'm usually in the top 100 for Apple under their business category, under careers, which is so cool. And that's because of you, because that you are out here seeking help and advice and guidance for building a business, doing what you love. And so that makes me so happy. So thank you all so much. Okay, on to the episode. Well, hello everyone. How are you? How's everything going with your business? I need to know the updates. Make sure if y'all are in the Facebook group, which if you're not, you need to get in it, but you need to be posting on our weekly posts. Monday, I have the Imperfect Action Mondays, and it's just to hold you accountable so that you will post in there what you need to work on this week that you know is going to be imperfect, but you're going to get it done, right? And Wednesdays, we do our wins on Wednesday. So you get to share positive things that are going on. It could be anything from you have more time to work on your business to you got your first sale or you got your first wholesale client or whatever your win is. I would love for you to post it because it just makes my heart overjoyed. It makes me so happy. So anyways, I hope y'all are having a good day. Today, we're talking about keeping up with the Joneses. And I know I explained a little bit at the very beginning of the episode, but if you don't know what that is, I'm surprised if you don't know. But basically, keeping up with the Joneses is talking about when you have neighbors that have a nice house or a nice car, and maybe you feel like they're doing more things to enhance their house or their life. They're upping things. You know, you'll see them. You know what the Joneses are doing right now is hanging up those Christmas lights that are amazing, really high on the roof, and they're paying companies to do this. We've never paid a company to do our Christmas lights, but y'all, they're amazing. And I swear it costs several thousand dollars to get someone to come hang your Christmas lights. I'm like, should I be in the Christmas light business? Because all my neighbors are paying for this. And I just can't, I don't know. I just can't spend $2,000 on that. I need some new end chairs for my dining room. And I know those would be really expensive. And I'm like, how do I spend it on someone to come hang Christmas lights? But that's what people do, is like when you start seeing your neighbors paying $2,000 to have Christmas lights hung, you feel like you've got to keep up with the Joneses and you've got to do Christmas lights too. Or when people get their yard all redone and super fancy with rock and all this stuff, or, you know, whatever it may be. It's just a term. I'm sure you've all heard of it. But this happens to new business owners too. Have you thought about that? Have you ever realized that you may be doing this? And that's what I wanted to, first of all, do today. By you hearing this episode, I want you to have a realization that you may be making choices to do things in your business because you feel like you need to be a part of the crowd. You need to do these things that you're supposed to. This is what everyone else is doing, and this is what you're supposed to be doing. And you think too that you need to do it to look good and to look like a player in this industry. I want you to stop doing that. If you find yourself doing things because you think you need to keep up with others, I want you to stop. And today we're going to talk about the things that you can do to ask yourself to make sure you're not doing things for the wrong reasons. Now, let me clarify. There are things like big goals and dreams that you should definitely have for your business. You should have what I call a wish list. I tell my grow getters this all the time. I'm like, what's your wish list? Like, if they're talking about something they want to do to enhance their business, I'm like, okay, we need to decipher what's wish list items and what's actually items that you need to be working on right now. And I think you can have wish list items. For example, you want to have a broader product line if you have physical products, or you want to have a membership right now if you just offer like one-on-one coaching or consulting, or that you want to have a course, or that you want to have a YouTube channel, or that you want to have a podcast or whatever. Those can be on your wish list. But there are some things that you have to start working on now if you want those to happen, right? You have to have the power of discernment. And I've talked about that in a past episode somewhere in here, but it's the power of discernment. It's knowing what you should be working on and what you shouldn't, okay? But what I see a lot of new business owners do is they mix up this whole what I need to be doing now versus my wish list, and it becomes one list. And then it's too much, and you're spending time, energy, and money on things that you don't need to be doing right now. In addition to that, you feel like you have to keep up with the Joneses. You're like, in order for my business to look legit and look good so that people will buy, then I have to have these things. Let me clarify, first of all, that you do not have to have all the fancy things to have a successful business. There's been plenty of people that have started out super simple, just like I have. A few episodes back, I talked about the five businesses that I've had, technically four, but you can listen. It's episode 211, how I've easily made money with five different businesses. Again, technically, I've had just four. But my point is that you can start making money without all the things. Realize that if you have a product or a service or a program or a coaching or a consulting offer that is wanted by people, a lot of times they don't care how they get it, meaning they don't go, oh, I want her to design my home. Wait, she doesn't have a website? OMG, I'm not buying from her. That doesn't happen. Y'all, I hired a decorator recently. I'm just going to tell you, we spent over six figures remodeling and redecorating our home on the bottom floor. And we had to get flooring, new kitchen, master bath. Like, we spent a lot. I didn't even know if my decorator had a website or not. I don't know that she had a Facebook or an Instagram page. After I started working with her, she was telling me that she was hiring someone to do her website and she was needing to start doing more on Instagram. I didn't care. I met her because actually I talked to her on the phone and hired her. Well, no, I take that back. I talked to her on the phone. I mentally had hired her, but she came over and we met, and then she had like a proposal about things about, you know, how we would work together. And I committed to her. It wasn't because she had a website. It wasn't because she was amazing on social media. She might've been, I had no idea. It wasn't because of any of that. So just realize, I think we get caught up in, we have to have all that stuff showing up before us, like presented that way in order to sell. And it's not true. You can think about things you've bought before and you don't know if they had a website. You don't know if they, you know, had an amazing social media following or a YouTube channel or a podcast. Maybe you did. Maybe you did buy because of that. I'm just telling you that it's not the must have. Like all the stuff that you're probably thinking that you need, you don't. However, I think if you do want to put off a certain image and there's certain things that you want to do, more power to you. Let's do them. Let's get excited. You want to start a podcast? You want to start a YouTube channel? You want to have a fancy website? I think that's okay if it's the priority and if it makes sense for your brand and what you're doing, okay? Y'all know I'm a big proponent of keeping things simple. That's basically what I do in Grow Getters. Is peel back everything for everybody to just stay focused and simple. Grow getters out there, are y'all shaking your head? Because that's what we do. Because a lot of times we are all complicating it. I've been guilty of that. I've gotten a lot better now. And I actually work less hours now because I'm doing things a lot more simply and I'm still making the same and more money. Do you know what I'm saying? Like it didn't matter that I'm working less. So I think that you have to realize that there's priorities. So number one, that's my point. Is you have to have a prioritized list of what do I really need to be doing so that I can start selling right now. And then as I'm getting income, I can start doing all these things that I want to do, all these things on my wish list, okay? So you need to prioritize, because what happens if you don't prioritize what you need to be doing? You are going to fall into the trap of, I want the fanciest website. You know what? I need a whole redesign. Oh, I need a new logo. Oh, I need to be making some TikTok videos every day. And I need to be doing that for 4 hours a day and editing my TikTok videos and doing Instagram. And then, oh, I should start a YouTube channel and a podcast. And everybody stop. Like, what do you need to be doing to start getting customers and clients right now? Like literally, what do you need to be doing? And that's what you have to figure out for your type of business. You may have an online business, you may be local business, you may be a mixture, but you've got to keep it narrowed down to just the core things, and then we can add on, right? You know this. Just like I was thinking too, when people that have to go like gluten-free, like maybe they've found out that they've got some kind of allergies or stomach issues or GI issues or whatever, acid reflux. I don't even know. I don't have any of that. But I know that people do that. Do you know what they have to do? They have to like eliminate everything and start with very basic foods, right? It's just like when you're a baby and when you start eating and they want to make sure that the baby doesn't have allergies. And the only way to go ahead and figure that out now is to start by introducing, if y'all have a child, you'll know what I'm talking about. You introduce the baby food, like certain foods at a time that are least allergenic. And then you slowly add in foods and make sure they don't have any allergies. I mean, there's a lot of things that we do where we start just at the core. And then we move out and get all the things. But I think sometimes we tend to do too much in the beginning. I've seen a lot of new business owners order way too many products and inventory for their business. Way too many. They're like, oh, do I need 15 of these and 20 of these? Actually, no. You need to start with the absolute smallest quantity of anything you can have, and you can always reorder and get more. But having too much inventory, for example, will bite you in the booty. It will totally bite you in the booty. I'm speaking from personal experience. Y'all know my story. I ended up with way too much inventory. Now, I was making a lot of money in my business. I just didn't manage my inventory the best. I would order too much of things before I knew that they were selling and popular, okay? And then certain things would go out of style and I had a whole bunch of stock because I sold a lot of trendy stuff that was going on. So I had to watch out because then the trends would shift, right? I can't even imagine nowadays. I can't even imagine how fast the trends would shift because you've got TikTok and all the social media and there's just always something new coming. So I think in order to to keep yourself focused is to have a plan. It's just like if you've ever been on any kind of eating regimen or you try to eat healthy. I mean, I do. So when I go out to eat, I already kind of know what I'm going to order. Even if I've never been to the restaurant, I'm already like, you know what? I'm going to probably get a salad or soup unless I see something healthy. So that when I go, I'm not tempted by what everyone else at the table is eating. They're getting queso and chips and martinis and whatever else. I'd already decided ahead of time. I already know how I want to eat and what I want to do. And so it's super easy for me. And y'all may be thinking, is she psycho? Does she like plan out all her meals? I do not. I'm not a huge like planner like that, but I do already put measures in place for myself. It's like boundaries so that I'm not tempted. And another thing that I try not to do is go to the grocery store hungry. If I go to the grocery store hungry, I come back with way more junk. I just can't do it. I just don't do it. Don't do it. My daughter and I did it the other night. We were laughing the whole time we were at the grocery store. We're like, oh my gosh, we want this. We want this. We were putting all this stuff in the basket. And we were checking out, literally giggling. So we're like, this is what we get for being hungry when we get here. And I'm like, yeah, Ava, we can't do this anymore. This is ridiculous. And then it's all in our home. So it's not even worth it, right? We put boundaries on ourselves. So it's the same for you in your business. Like, have dreams. Be like, you know what? I want a course. I want a membership. Or I want to have a physical store. Right now, maybe you're online. Or I want to have this whole other product line. I want to have my own product line. You have these dreams. I think the dreams are good. I think they need to be the carrot that's hanging in front of you to say, I can get to that once I get sales. Once I'm getting in business right now and I can prove that what I'm doing is working, I can have a reliable way to start making income, and it's reliable, it's repeatable, and I can keep doing it, right? And once that works and you start saving, then now we can do those things on your wish list and keep moving out. And maybe you're willing to not make as much money for a while you build your business out. And that's awesome. That's awesome. My point is, I don't want you immediately starting your business and going, well, I need a membership, a course, a YouTube channel, a TikTok. I need to be on all social media. I mean, it gets a little insane. And my point is, if you start simple, I've seen people more successful this way. That's why I'm telling you this. I've seen people become more successful more quickly when they focus very simply. They have boundaries. They're not trying to keep up with the Joneses. They're not comparing themselves all the time. They're not watching what everyone is doing all the time. They're just focusing on the things they need to do right now to create their reliable, repeatable system for getting sales. Okay. And that's what we do in Grow Getters, by the way. So if you don't know about Grow Getters, I have a program that does that. And we have coaching, live coaching during the months. We have a Facebook group so you can get help anytime. We have trainings in the hub. It's awesome. So if you don't know about Grow Getters, you can go to grow-getters.com or down below is the link and look at it. Get on the wait list if I'm not open right now. But my point is, again, that you've put boundaries on yourself, you're focused, and you're also not comparing yourself to others all the time. Okay? Promise me that when you see other businesses doing what you're doing, that you don't look at them from a jealousy standpoint, that you look at them from a, oh, okay, well, they must have figured out their repeatable, reliable system and now they were able to expand. That's awesome. There's hope for me. I think you should look at them and say, there's hope for me, instead of saying they're amazing and I'm not that good. Because that's what a lot of you do. I see it in my coaching clients. I see it in my Grow Getters. Sometimes they're just, you can see the defeat. Like they're like, but all the other ones are doing this or that. Well, is there something you need to do to step up your game? Maybe there is. Let's do that. But do it out of a smart business decision versus out of jealousy or out of this pain that you don't feel good enough when it comes to your business. And that's why people aren't buying. Okay, there's a difference because maybe there is something you need to do. Maybe you aren't presenting things or offering things in a way that people want them. But don't do it because you're trying to keep up with the Joneses and you're trying to keep up with all the other business owners out there because that's why you're doing it. That cannot be your reason. If I sat down and talked to you, you would need to be able to defend your decision on why you're spending time, energy, and money on this. And if you can defend it logically, and it makes sense from a business standpoint, and it's simple and it's focused, then I'm going to smile and give you a high five and approve you to do this. But if you are doing it because you're like, well, all the other business owners are doing that, and I feel like maybe my stuff isn't good enough and I just feel, and I'm going to be like, is it because you're jealous or like, or is it more that that is your dream way of doing it? Because if you can tell me that that's your dream way of doing it, then let's figure out what you need to do now to set yourself up for that. Do y'all see what I'm saying? There's a difference in the way that you are approaching how you view others' businesses, right? And then you are saying, okay, I want to get to that point. And then you're setting boundaries. It's like boundaries on social media. Y'all, you can't be on it all day. Y'all know that? I just got on TikTok, by the way, if you want to follow me. I literally just got on TikTok. I'm trying to figure it all out. My handle is the Kimberly Brock. So you can see the link below too. But I just got on there, created an account the other day, this week, put up some videos real quick. I don't know what I'm doing. And I realized what a time suck TikTok can be. I'm like not even going to sugarcoat it because then I started like viewing like, oh, this is way different than Instagram. And I'm like kind of finding myself studying it. Like which videos am I looking at and why and what catches my eye? And it's so different than Facebook. I've had this whole migration from Facebook and then Instagram. I feel like I'm sort of getting Instagram now. Y'all know I've never built my businesses on social media. I haven't. I've had other ways that were reliable for me, right? And speaking of that, I don't have to feel bad, and I don't, that I'm not this massive social media maven. Like, I am not a master of social media. I readily admit it because I never built my businesses on it. Am I saying that you can't or shouldn't build your business on social media? No, I don't like the fact that it's not on your platform. I don't like that. But I think you can be super successful. I know plenty of people that are masters at social media and it's basically how their whole business is growing. And if it's reliable and repeatable, then I'm all for it for you. It's just not what's worked for me. I don't look at people that are amazing on social media and go, I'm so jealous. They're so amazing. I stink because I'm not fantastic at social media. I don't do that. You know why? Because I put mental boundaries on my head and went, you know what? You know that this hasn't been your favorite thing anyways. It never has been. Social media, I have other ways that I loved to promote my business and get exposure, right? And so I don't have to be sad about it because I have, for example, in this business, a podcast that's extremely successful and it's how I get leads every single day. It's reliable. It's repeatable. It's my way. So I don't feel jealous of anybody that's awesome on social media. I think it's pretty amazing that they have it figured out. And I wish I had it all figured out. You know, I wish I could tell you every secret, but I am starting to enjoy Instagram more and having fun being myself. I don't post if something isn't truly myself or I feel like doing it that day. I just don't because I never want to be disingenuous. I don't want to be doing stuff just to be on there. I want to do it because I actually have something to say. That's my own boundaries. That's my own way. And I'm not jealous of anybody that's doing anything amazing on social media. I think it's cool. I think that would be a wish list item to become really good at that and become a master at that. But you know what? I do not have time. And the algorithm is changing. And it's just not something that comes totally natural to me. This podcast comes totally natural, easy, low stress, awesome. It's the best bang for my buck for my time. I love it. And by the way, I know I keep talking, I talked about grow getters, but I am doing a free training. I don't know when you're listening to this, but I'm about to do a free training for you if you are considering starting a podcast. And I'm going to go through all the cool things about what podcasting has done for me, how you can build a successful one, and the four things to consider before starting it. So make sure you click the link down below because I've got a link to that masterclass as well. It's just going to walk you through all of that. So make sure you register for that. Anyways, my point is I have mental boundaries in my head so that I'm not trying to keep up with the Joneses, and that's what I want for you too. So I know I've rambled on this episode. My point is mental boundaries, okay? You are going to stay focused on your priorities. You're going to have a wish list, okay, that you can dream of. And if you can defend starting one of those items on the wish list, then I'm going to high five you and I want you to go for it. But right now, focus on keeping it very simple. What do you need to be working on? Don't try to do things to keep up with the Joneses. Don't look at other people's businesses out of jealousy. See them in the light that it gives you hope. See them as hope for you, right? There's hope for you. When you see other successful people doing similar to what you are, know that there's hope for you. I mean, how awesome is that? That there's hope for you. Don't look at them from a jealousy standpoint, okay? Okay, so no more keeping up the Joneses. We're prioritizing. We're focusing on what we need to do now in the most simple way. And I'm so excited for you. I'm so happy for your business. Again, post in the Facebook group as I love to get all your updates. Okay, until next time. Bye now.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com. And yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much and have a great day. Bye.